Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The polls appear to show Newsom looks safer at this point. Larry Elder is the man that could take it from him. What do you think happens in California?
Well, it's probably rigged. They're sending out all ballots. It's all the ballots are, you know, mail out, mail in ballots. In fact, I guess you even have a case where you can make your own ballot. When that happens, nobody's going to win except these Democrats. So, you know, look, they're very good. The one thing they're good at is rigging elections. So I predict it's a rigged election. Let's see how it turns out.
Holy crapola, man. You haven't even, ended the period of time in which Californians could cast a ballot in, I don't know what to call this, election. It's not an election. It's an unelection, right? It's a recall. It's an unelection. I mean, it's going to be a failed unelection because Gavin Newsom is still the governor. Gavin Newsom is not running for re-election. He's never been de-elected. He's never been anti-elected. He's never been defeated. He doesn't need to be reinstated. He's not unstated. He's not disstated. I don't even know. Like, this is really a strange feature of Californian democracy and other states that have recall provisions, right? Next year, Gavin Newsom will be up for re-election, like another term sort of a deal. Exactly sort of a deal, right? But in the middle of your term, all it takes in California, just so you know, is 12% of the number of people who voted in the original selection of Gavin Newsom for governor to sign a document saying they want to have a recall election, and bam, it happens. It happens. 12% of the total that voted, you know, in the last gubernatorial election. So anyway, they're already the sore losers that Republicans have become because they understand two things about this one. First of all, California has a 2-to-1 Democratic majority in it. A 2-to-1 Democratic majority. They're outnumbered. Republicans are 2-to-1. So the reason that any Republican would lose might have more to do with the 2-to-1 massive majority and not the massive fraud that they're alleging. It's probably massive reality, which they can't handle. Therefore, they know they're going to lose, and they began being sore losers even before the results were in. This is crazy. Get used to it. I don't know how else to tell it to you. Now, I will tell you that that is why we're working so hard on a voting rights bill. That is why we are working so hard to get the Senate to carve out voting rights bills from the filibuster, from the availability of the minority to veto. The minority in this country in the Senate can literally veto what the majority of this country wants. This is not majority rule. This is not democracy. This is bizarre. This is the Senate. This is just unacceptable. But they're already, just so you know, the Republicans understand that they are going to be, well, they already are, but when it comes time to vote in 2022, the people who show up and declare that they're Republican are in already the minority in this country. And so what they want to do is gerrymander districts so they can dilute the majority of Democrats in this country by drawing really weird lines that say if there's 5 Democrats and 3 Republicans, they'll draw 3 districts where the Republican, or they'll draw, you know, at least a district where the Republicans 3 is the majority by carving out the 5 Democrats and putting them in, you know, different places. That's the only thing they got going for them. So this is why we need what was called the For the People Act, which was already passed in the House and filibustered by the minority in the Senate, you know, twice already. Two times they have filibustered it. The minority rule in the Senate's already baked into the Senate. Just a quick reminder, Wyoming has two senators. California has two senators. Okay. So the minority representation is already baked into the way the Senate is put together with two senators from every state, regardless of population. That's so the minority states, you know, like places where people, I don't know, don't live, won't live, up to you to decide, already have the same amount of representation, the same amount of voting rights in the Senate that states with 40 million people in it have. States with, you know, 20 million people have. They have the same representation as states with less than a million population. Go even deeper into the minority rule thing and say, and now you need a supermajority 60 senators to vote for anything, or else they can veto everything that the majority wants, is not democracy. It's something else. It's the tyrannical minority rule. And Republicans are desperate to keep it. But I am desperate to get rid of it for civil rights. We could talk about, you know, whether or not we need it for investment in Americans. We'll know that better coming up when we have the $3.5 trillion come through reconciliation, which is available without a filibuster. It's available through the Senate's parliamentary rules. Fiscal matters, well, you can't filibuster those. But civil rights matters, you can. Now, the voting rights has to be outside of filibuster. Now, let me tell you where we are real quick. So Joe Manchin decided, right? Because the second you talk about, you know, undoing the filibuster, you realize you have to have all 50 votes that Democrats currently have, plus Kamala Harris's 51st vote as vice president and president of the Senate. So Manchin is threatening, you know, all kinds of activities and behaviors that would actually, you know, keep minority rule alive and well in the Senate, even though they already have equal representation. The minority does. All right. So Manchin decided that voting rights was important. Yay. And he decided that the For the People Act was the part of the equation that was wrong, that it went too far. It did too much to protect Americans who vote. It did too much to protect the right to access their ballots, to not be gerrymandered into obliviousness or into, inconsequentiality, or, you know, just to be made the minority, even though they're the majority, by drawing, you know, evil genius lines. I don't know how else to say it. And so he said, let me have a crack at writing this voting rights bill. I'm going to throw out the For the People Act, which has passed the House twice. And I'm going to write my own. I'm going to put together a group of senators. And there's a respectful group of senators. Klobuchar, Amy Klobuchar is one of them. Angus King, the independent from Maine, he's part of it. Anyway, they put together a group of senators. John Tester from Montana, Raphael Warnock from Georgia, Tim Kaine from Virginia, you know, and they said, okay, here you go, Manchin. Take a crack at it. And he did. And they did it because now it's his bill. And now he's invested in his bill. Now he won't want his hard work to be for naught. Now he won't want his hard work to be filibustered by a minority. You see what I mean? So he says he's got a great bill here, and he could get 10 Republicans to vote for it.